It's an interesting thing what people think when we use this particular term, which is to bless. What does that mean? The covenant mercies which God would bestow upon Abraham and his seed are called blessings. And to be more particular, we would sometimes call them divine benedictions. To bless. To give a blessing. Though listed secondly in the narrative, it stands first in the order of nature, being the fountain of all the rest, that God's blessing is an eminent mercy, and it's the fountain to which all other covenant benefits flow. And his blessing to Abraham is in four parts. God says, one, he will bless Abraham and Sarah. The Lord had said unto Abram, I will bless thee. Genesis 12:2. And then he confirmed it by an oath. By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, that in blessing I will bless thee. Genesis 22:16 and 17. And concerning Sarah, I will bless her and give thee a son also of her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Genesis 17:16. Second, Abraham shall be a blessing. Abraham, thou shalt be a blessing. Genesis 12:2. And thirdly, God said that he would, bless and curse. God will bless his blessers and curse his cursers. That's what he did with Abraham. I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee. Genesis 12:3. And in Abraham, all the nations will be blessed. In thee shall all families of the earth be blessed, Genesis 12:3. So two questions arise. First, what is a blessing? That generally is important. In Scripture, it's used in a few different ways. Anybody can think of a couple of ways that it's used?
Children are a blessing of the Lord.
Okay. Shall we say things?
Yeah.
/ children are a blessing. What else?
The blessing of His Holy Spirit in your life.
Okay.
How did you hear that? I did not hear that.
What did you say?
The Holy Spirit.
How
did you hear?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Let's put them down this way. One, blessing, praising or extolling God. Anybody know a spot?
All of the Psalms.
All of the Psalms, right? I'll bless the Lord. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalm 34, 1. I bless the Lord always, right? To wish or pray for good as Isaac blessed Jacob in Genesis 27, 27 to 29. To wish for good. So that could be. That might include number one or the above number one. To sanctify or set apart, which kind of goes in what Jessica said. Sanctify or set apart. For example, What did God set apart in Genesis chapter 2?
The Sabbath day,
yes. So he sanctified or set apart the Sabbath day. Or, three, four, most fully, where God bestows good with this word, effectually. Which is important. Because when you think about this, this is a quiz from a sermon months ago. What do men do compared to what God does in this particular way?
Compare?
Men well wish, right?
Yeah.
But God does it.
That's
in the sense that.
People on television that say, oh, we're praying
for
all of you and your families. They don't even pray. They just say it.
Yeah. Men bless by wishing well. God blesses by doing well. Right? Particularly, he said he would do these particular things and bless effectually that they would actually come to pass for Abraham. So, first question. Second question. We could just, in what? Right? What is a blessing? Or secondly, in what did God bless? Right? He blessed with temporal mercies. Like?
Wealth, estates, provision.
Riches.
Protection.
Abram was very rich in cattle and silver and in gold, Genesis 13:2. Honor. Thou art a mighty prince among us, Genesis 23:6. Success. He defeated the kings and rescued Lot, Genesis 14. Numerous posterity, Ishmael, others, especially Isaac, in whom the covenant seed was called, Genesis 21. General prosperity, as if we don't even have to talk about particulars. We just say generally because the scripture says, the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. Genesis 24:1. And what would the other one be?
Spiritual
blessings. He gave him faith, justification by faith, and he believed in the Lord and accounted to him for righteousness, Genesis 15:6. Hope, Romans 4:18, says Abraham had hope. Obedience, Genesis 22. What did God say about Abraham and his family and what he would do? You remember about that?
He will command his children after me.
Yeah. Self-denial in offering Isaac. A spirit of intercession in Genesis 18. What did he do in Genesis 18? Do we remember?
Prayed for Sodom.
Yeah, interceded. Sodom, good place, bad place?
Lot was there.
Yeah, Lot was there. Religious household governance, covenant assurance that Christ should be a seed and the Lord his God. So in that way, God blessed Abraham abundantly, temporally, and spiritually. And that's where we're going to stop. Told you it was short.